Oh, of course, we know that sugar is in ice cream and in cookies, but what scared Eve Schaub was the secret world of sugar, hidden in bacon and in crackers and in salad dressing and pizza sauce and chicken broth and even baby food. When her, with her eyes opened by the work of obesity expert Dr. Robert Lustig and others, she challenged her husband and her two school-age daughters to join her on a quest to eat no added sugar for an entire year. Along the way, she uncovered the real costs of our sugar-heavy American diet, including diabetes, obesity, and increased incidences of health problems such as heart disease and cancer. Eve Schaub's new book is Year of No Sugar, and she joins us in studio this morning. Eve, thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
This book is, you label it as a memoir. It is your story of living without sugar, but there is an awful lot of good nonfiction content in here as well.
Yes, that's true. But I really wanted to make sure that I made this something that was relatable and a little bit fun to read. I wanted to tell all the stories of all the things that happened during our year.
Okay, so I'm just going to skip to the chase here and say, you say to your kids, hey, we're going to spend a year without sugar.
Guess what, guys? Yeah.
And the reaction is?
Bawling. There was serious, very serious crying.
Our life is over.
Yes. They immediately, you know, I tried really hard to, you know, well, we're going to do this project and it's a family thing. We're going to do it together for a while. They immediately honed in on this is going to be for a year, which equals forever. This is going to be really bad. This is going to affect every aspect of my life, you know, from celebrations to school and play dates and you name it, everywhere we go. There's food, and everywhere there's food in our culture, there's sugar.
So talk to us about what led to this, the buildup, your concern that eventually led you to go to the family and say, we should do this.
Well, I came across this video on YouTube featuring Dr. Robert Lustig, and he's Mr. No Sugar proponent, and he puts forth this argument in the video that sugar is a toxin in our bodies. And I was so captivated by his argument that I couldn't stop thinking about it. Everywhere I went over the next few days after that, I it was as if a veil had been lifted from my eyes. And I saw sugar as being not harmless or innocuous, a simple pleasure that we give to kids to make them happy. I suddenly saw it as potentially the reason for so many of the health epidemics that we're experiencing now. And I realized not just culturally that this is a dangerous phenomenon, but, you know, very personally in terms of how do I feed my family as a mom? You know, how am I going to address this?
So I'm assuming that that you were not kind of a Lucky Charms for breakfast type of family anyway.
Anyway. Right. Yeah. No, that's true. But it was very interesting because, I mean, I'd always been interested in food. From a very early age, I'd always liked to bake and make things. I'd always really been into desserts. That's something that kids can do. They can make cakes, you know,
sure.
And I did that. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Well, meaning that you were already, this was already on your radar.
No, I mean, this is absolutely
healthy
true.
Eating was part of your family dynamic prior to this experiment.
That's absolutely true. But I realized that there were a lot of things that I thought I knew that I didn't know. You know, I thought, oh, I know what's in tortillas. There can't possibly be sugar in tortillas. Guess what? You think you've read the ingredients, but there are a lot of assumptions that we make. And also, you know, you go to the health food store. Well, everything in the health food store must be healthy, right? Not at all. You know, there are a lot of synonyms. There are a lot of aliases for sugar. And you find a lot of them in the health food store as well.
These various definitions, as you just mentioned, of sugar, and there's people who talk about, as you've identified, no sugar added. There is also anything with high fructose corn syrup and different things that are fructose and so forth. So, but you just wanted it all out, right? You wanted anything that was not a natural producing sugar out of the diet.
Well, it depends what you mean by natural. I mean, people say, oh, but you had honey, right? Or you had fruit juice, right? Because those are natural sugars. Well, no, because, I mean, they're naturally occurring. But just because something's naturally occurring doesn't mean it's okay for us.
Would you eat a strawberry?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because that sugar was not extracted. And that, for us, was the key. Is the sugar taken out of some other place and then, used elsewhere. And so we could have fruit, but we couldn't have fruit juice.
Mm. And so as you write about in the book, I mean, this is, you learned of just how difficult this was because sugar is in pretty much everything.
That's right. Yeah.
And I mean, so, getting away from it is really, really tough.
Yeah. I mean, people focus a lot on the cravings and, you know, oh, I'm going to miss my, you know, my tea with honey or my, you know, little treat at the end of the day. But it's also hard practically in terms of finding the food and the ingredients, finding the time to make it. For me, one of the hardest parts of our year was doing the recon, going to the store with the magnifying glass and, you know, a dictionary and reading all the ingredients. And so at first, my shopping took twice as long as it used to. But then after a while, I would know, okay, this is the tomato sauce that's okay. And these are the crackers that are fine. And I'd go right for them. And then that was fine. Then it was easy.
I've been on a healthy eating plan here for the last several weeks, and I've been doing exactly what you said, doing the recon of going out and checking out all the food, but you're absolutely right. That can take hours.
It can. It's kind of crazy. It shouldn't be this hard.
It shouldn't be this hard. I mean, thank God for apps and scanners and everything. They sort of help you with some of this stuff. But I have to say, finding out the information, knowing what it is, and knowing what. Because they'll tell you what they want to tell you, how they want to tell you.
Right.
Although there's been some change in the labeling recently, although it hasn't taken effect yet.
Right. But that's actually very encouraging because they're now going to cite, here are the added sugars as opposed to the inherent sugars.
Which is great. But still, you have to figure out, okay, where this is, and then you get into portion size and all this other thing, which is just sometimes can be ridiculous because they say a portion is, you know, a raisin or whatever it is. So how do you look at figuring all of that out of believing what you read and knowing that indeed there is no sugar in what you're consuming?
Well, there were times when it was really very challenging. Like I would do research and more research and I'd look, you know, I'd scour the internet for clues and I'd say, I just don't know if this one ingredient is fine. I don't know if it's fructose. Fructose is the bad part of sugar.
Yeah.
And that was for us the key. And so I would go, you know, to my resources. I was very lucky that Dr. Lustig answers his emails. He's this guy. I don't think he ever sleeps. He is amazing. I sent him an email saying, you know, I don't know about dextrose. I can't figure it out. Please help me. He immediately responded. I'm not kidding. Like in 20 minutes, I had my answer. He is the kind of guy who's going to knock door to door to tell people the message of how bad sugar is for them. So he was really a great resource.
But you can't eat out, right? There's no.
No, we can't. We did eat out, but it wasn't easy. It was a lot harder than eating at home. We, you know, like I said, I would shop for ingredients and I'd cook at home as much as I could. But you know, after a while, you're like, okay, we need to go out.
Yeah.
And so we that was an adventure in and of itself. You know, I have a whole chapter in the book called Waitresses Hate Us.
Yeah.
Because that was my suspicion. Although we were very lucky. Nobody was ever mean to us. Nobody ever gave us a hard time outwardly, you know, but it took sometimes quite a lot of questioning. And we had to learn how to explain, how do you phrase this so that you are getting the correct answers. And what scared me most of all was that we would go to some restaurants, and even when the waitress or waiter had gone back and asked the chef, they still didn't necessarily know.
I found that to be in reading the book about that is that there just seems to be, even for the people preparing the food, a lot of the food comes in pre-prepared. They don't know.
They don't necessarily know. And of course, a lot of the pre-prepared stuff, you know, sauces and glazes and dressings, those are key suspects to have added sugar that you wouldn't necessarily suspect. They're not sweet things.
So we're as we wrap up, what do you think you ultimately? You have a great chapter in here about getting through Halloween. Oh my God! You know that's
that was sugar. One of the first questions my kids asked.
That's
they
the
said,
sugar
what about my
holiday.
Birthday? What about Halloween?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah.
But you made it through.
We did.
So, in the end, the day after, are the kids just down in milkshakes, or are they, or have you changed them?
So like after, you know, it was New Year's Eve when we ended our year, and then we woke up the next morning, and a lot of our friends and family expected it to be, you know, cotton candy festival at the Schaub House, you know, and it wasn't that at all. Not even for the kids. Everybody, our palates had changed. We didn't feel drawn to these big gloppy hot fudge sundaes anymore. It was more like, yeah, okay, so it's over, and now what? You know, and we've navigated that, and now we're at a good place where we have sugar once in a while, not often, 99% of the time, no.
So it is, but it was an experiment,
yes.
And it's something that you learn from.
Exactly.
And so what ultimately do you hope people get out of reading your story?
Well, most of all, I'm so very pleased that my girls are so aware of where sugar is, where to find it. And as they grow up, they're going to be able to make their own choices about these things. They're going to know. And that's the key for me, is that people have a greater awareness so they can make their own choices. I'm not trying to come in and, you know, banish sugar from the face of the earth. I'm just saying it shouldn't be this hard. We need to have a better understanding of what's in our food supply so we can make the choices for ourselves.
The name of the book is A Year of No Sugar. It is a memoir. The book is published by Source Books. You have anything coming up? Any events?
Yes,
nearby?
Tomorrow at the Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga.
Northshire Bookstore, Saratoga, northshire.com to find out information. And you'll be at the Saratoga store talking about Year of No Sugar, a memoir. Eve, thank you so much for being with us. A pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Best of luck. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.